henchmen will provide food for the birds and the beasts as their carcasses are left to rot unburied. In Psalm 74, which we'll look at in a moment, verse 14, it is Leviathan whose carcass is given for food, though it is Rahab who is particularly associated with Egypt, the broken reed. This passage, Psalm 74, supports the impression that the distinction between the three, at least for Ezekiel, are weak. In other words, there really is no distinction. They're all talking about the same, they're talking about the same thing. To Ezekiel, to this Ezekiel adds the following, the fouling of the waters, the dragnet, the blood, which fills the water courses with darkness. The handling of this last motif demonstrates Ezekiel's adaptation of the myth. So, all knew it, from Job to Ezekiel, well, even further than that. They knew of these myths. Whereas the rule of the monster is characterized by darkness, which we've seen, which the victor God dispels, now, all that we did just